Okay. Hey, we're all back. Hello.
Hello.
Questions?
I had a question.
Yes.
We haven't had sushi in a year. Can we have sushi? Oh, you already asked.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'll try to make sure it comes from either homegrown, East Coast. West Coast, the whole thing's still, it's still doing it.
So the bluefin tuna is out.
Probably. Yeah. There's a little radiation going on in the ocean. And they're really not talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's still happening. So, just be cautious. And bring a guy your counter. It sets it off, don't eat it. And tuna fish right now, you really need to be cautious with that, particularly the albacore. Sorry, Carol, but it has more mercury. Not radiation, mercury.
Yeah.
So do it sparingly. So you get just a little bit.
What they say, not more than once a week, or yeah. Okay, once a week's okay though.
If you don't stay away from the albacore.
Okay, as long as it's just regular tuna.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't do as much in the winter, but in the summer it's usually at least once a week. Tuna salad.
Yeah.
Chicken.
You might want to switch over to chicken salad.
Then you just have hormones and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, then you can trade it all for hormones. Sometimes at our age, we need them.
I don't need any more. I've got them to spare.
Remember, you're going worldwide.
In Belgium, Norway, Australia.
They understand, too.
I hope so. Okay, other questions? Yeah, you'd have sushi, but just do it sparingly. And some of the sushis out there aren't what they're supposed to be, so you have to be cautious with that, too. Yeah.
In 2015, do you see us going through any spiritual awakening, or like we've done in the past, or are we going to go?
You know, that's a really good question. I know that my guides really, really wanted all this information on the internet. They said it was really important to start that process last year so it would be in full this year. And it is. So I think that's going to help. It'll help get the information out there. So yeah, I think you're going to see more spiritual awakening, not religious, spiritual awakening. And I think even Christianity, hopefully, will become more spiritual than religious. You understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Pope Francis is bringing about a lot of things.
Yes,
on that
he's
front.
Doing some wonderful things. Yes, and our tolerance now is so much better than it used to be. We're losing. Even though we've gone through this thing of being politically correct, which I am completely against, but that's me. I don't think we should be offensive either. I don't mean it in that way. But I think that we have to recognize what is right and what is wrong, dealing with judgment of other people. I don't think we have the right to judge another human being unless if we are in a position of being a judge. We don't have the right spiritually to judge. Yes.
What about jury duty?
If you're called upon jury duty, you judge according to the facts. Yes, you do have to do that. And you can't do it according to, which is really awful, what is right and wrong.
Mm-mm. That's why I'm trying to avoid it like the plague. But.
Well, just tell them that you work with me and they'll...
Is that all it takes?
You're going worldwide. You're
going... yeah, I'm in jury duty right now. I got called up.
I did too, a while back. And then they had a little meeting amongst themselves, and that was the end of mine. For real.
So what should I say?
Tell them that you work with me. Sure.
I just don't feel like I have the right to judge people. So.
You have the right to judge, to assimilate facts and make a determination. It's not a judgment. It is a determination according to the information that is provided to you. Mm-hmm. That you do. If you're called upon to do that. That's what my guides told me. Of course, I would do one other little thing. I'd touch first. I'd find out if they were guilty or innocent. Now I sway.
Oh, okay. By touching
the photograph or whatever it is. Oh,
okay. And actually with like jury duty, you're not really judging the person as much as their actions. Or their alleged actions.
You're judging the law and if they took the law in consideration or if they didn't take the law in consideration. Mm-hmm. It's strictly a law
process. Yeah, that's not exactly judging a person.
It's not a judgment. Mm-hmm. They're not judging them.
I got picked all the time when I was on duty. You can sat in on quite a few.
See, I would have loved doing that. I like that.
It was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Were you civil or criminal?
Criminal. Mm-hmm. Oh, murders and stuff. Cool. Yeah.
Circuit clerk or circuit court.
Oh, yeah.
That's not right. It can do anything from murders to down to business things, tax things, divorces, everything.
Okay. Questions?
Are we going to see a decrease or increase in the radical groups?
Increase. Definite increase.
Are we at some point going to see that start fading out, like distant future?
Yes. There are people that are out there just waiting for a cause that they can tie into so that they can do radical violence and feel justified. And these are people that are mentally ill. I'm sorry, they just are. And so consequently, there is a call to these kinds of people that has been put out through the internet, through social media. And there's going to be people that will respond in kind. And it's unfortunate, but that's the times that we live in.
You think this is the death throes of an old civilization? We're moving into a different civilization?
I hope we're moving into a civilization. We may not. We can evolve, but we can also de-evolve. Yes, we can. And we are at that radical point in our history and time where we can move up or down.
Probably the most dangerous times of all we've ever faced.
It is most definitely one of the most dangerous times we've ever faced. And people need to make their stand. They need to let people who are in charge know.
Are we going to continue seeing more rioting and stuff, that, like what has been going on in Missouri? And
believe it or not, I think that's going to wind down.
Good.
I mean, there was a point in time that they were kicking it. They were really kicking it. But and you're gonna see it with the Oscars. You'll see it with the Oscars. But it'll be interesting. But it's going to wind down. It's not going to go like it's like they're expecting it to go, and it's going to be the racial card, and it's not going to really work.
Something that I thought was very interesting that I saw more now than what I've ever seen before is people of the same race standing up and saying, this is ridiculous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it is ridiculous.
It is.
It doesn't represent the race.
No.
It's not about the race. It's about people that are trying to engineer a racial division.
Chaos.
A division. And people don't want the division. In truth, they don't want it. So I think you're going to see more of that. And there was a lot of people that were paid.
That's not surprising.
Ferguson's the white people are getting murdered daily, and it's not reported in the news.
No.
7 in 24 hours has happened recently and not reported.
What? You've got media bias.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but it's the way it is. There's media bias. And if you don't believe me, watch CNN and watch Fox.
That's correct.
And flip back and forth, and you will see the bias. Both ways.
Mm-hmm. Going back to like the terroristic cells and the individuals wanting to look for an excuse to commit terroristic acts, are there any particular areas where this will be active, or is it just kind of a worldwide thing?
You're going to see it active in places that gets most notoriety. So you're looking at your bigger cities. You're looking at Washington, D.C. especially, New York, L.A., Chicago. You'll see a few in the smaller cities, but this is because it's a single person that's decided he's going to put on his terrorist robes and go shoot a bunch of people because he's crazy, or she. Either way, it can happen both ways. But where you're going to really see it is where it's going to bring the most PR.
And on a global level, big cities as well, too.
Yes.
And all it takes is just one person putting it on the internet.
That's it. That's all it takes.
I'm talking about like this Paris thing.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
It's a Paris incident.
Yes, like Paris. Yeah, exactly. And you've got people that are sitting out there that are looking for these opportunities.
It already backfired, though, in Paris, because what they expected to happen didn't happen. People are coming together from it.
It brought unity.
It most certainly did.
I love it when it backfires.
Well, that's the only way they can learn.
Mm-hmm. Send it back to
them. They have the chance.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I saw a video where there's a black preacher that was, you know, doing the... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? The saying, you know, like, you know, the cops are killing us. Can't let them do that. You know, really going on and leading that. And they brought him in and had him get in some cop-like situations with people. You know, like, or they had somebody act like they were attacking him and seeing how he was responding, you know, like how a cop would do some of the training. And he shot an unarmed man really quickly because he felt frightened as the guy was coming at him. And so at the end, he said, now I understand what a cop goes through and how quickly everything changes. He goes, so just comply with the police and sort it out later.
Yeah.
And that's what he was, you know, promoting. So it was nice to see a flip like
again,
that.
Again, it goes back to it's not,
yeah.
it's not the race. It's the people that are stirring it mm-hmm. into something that it isn't.
Not. Yeah, I know.
Stirring the pot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So be aware of that. Don't be afraid. But if you have a bad feeling and you're going to go someplace, I suggest you don't go there. Oh, there's one other thing I got to teach you guys. And it's new. I already taught you. Because you were right there. My daughter helped me on this. I had a really bad feeling. And it was one of those that it's a whole body feeling. It's not just the solar plexus. It's the whole body feeling. Like, oh my God, there's something really, really bad that's going to happen here. And I woke up like at 6 a.m., 6:30, 7, 7:30, finally gave up, got up. Because it was such an awful, awful feeling. And I reached into my head and found out what it was about. I had to find out if it was a situation or a person. It was a person, and it was a surrounding a situation. So I talked to my daughter about it, because I've never had that horrible, full-body, negative feeling like I had. And she said, well, when I've had that, what I've done is I've gone through scenarios, and when I hit the right scenario of how to deal with the person, it goes away. I can actually feel it lessen, and then it goes away. When you've got the exact right thing to do, it goes away. So I went, sounds like a good idea. So I reached around in my little head for scenarios that I've been training myself not to do. And I've hit the right scenario, and when I hit the right scenario, it went away. And I went, wow. So what I did was I made a decision that that was going to be my reaction. And when I hit that absolute decision, that was the way I was going to react, no matter what. All went away. And the situation did a turnaround, complete 180 degree turnaround, and everything settled. So it is a tool that you can use in the future. And it's how you're going to deal with them. And what I found was the best way to deal is with absolute fact, no emotion whatsoever, and keep it absolutely truthful and as short as possible. So I thought I'd let you guys know that. It was wild. Have you ever had that full body?
It was beyond dread, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't a dread. It was just this, well, yeah, there was a dread to it. It was a dread, it was a super uncomfortable feeling, and it was full body. Not the solar plexus. It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wow. Solar plexus is bad enough. I can't imagine.
Oh, it was horrible. It was really horrible. And I've only had this a few times in my life, but it's amazing. So my daughter taught me.
Where did she learn that? Or she come up with herself?
She came up with that herself.
And she's a pretty smart gal.
She is. Yep, I'm real proud of her. I did good. I made good. Any questions? Yes.
This week you were talking about the states splitting off and doing their own thing.
Did I?
Yes.
All right, what did I say?
Can you speak up a little bit, Carol?
That the individual states would have their own movements in the political crises and that kind of thing, and it would, each state would do their own thing.
Okay, there. Some of that's going to deal with police departments. There's going to be a movement where they were going to try to take guns away from the New York Police Department.
Wow.
Try to ban them down. Like they have them in Europe.
Mm-hmm. In England.
Was de Blasio going to do that?
Yeah, they were looking at that.
Maybe that's why they turned their backs on
that was part of it.
I couldn't figure out why they were so upset with him.
And then this whole thing with Paris came. And the Parisian police don't carry guns. Okay?
Bet they do now.
I hope so. So it kind of all hit at the same time, and it went bam. So I gave Carol that information by, I don't know, Wednesday morning?
Wednesday.
Yeah. A bunch of information came out. And you wrote it down. Mm-hmm. What else came out?
Everything else.
Huh?
You've covered just about everything else. A lot of political crisis is going on.
Okay.
The medical, the mutations, that stuff, you covered it.
Okay.
The racial stuff.
Okay.
One thing you did talk about was the government having their own political soldiers. And that is being shut down.
Okay.
You mean kind of like an SS?
Yeah. Yeah. have been, you know, pushing for that, and it's
good thing.
They've been trying to get it, and it's just not working. Every time they do it, something like Paris happens, and it flips it back around.
That's what came out.
That's all she wrote.
I'm glad you wrote that down. I really am. It's so weird. The information just comes out, and I'm sitting there, and then she's really good about catching it, though. And then I don't ever remember.
You're not there most of the time.
I'm kidding. So I'm not here most of the time. That's kind of spooky. Where am I?
Thank you, Peachy. Terrific reading.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. My readings have been really phenomenal. They'll get in there and this information just comes up and just it's like a vomit up information.
Word vomit. Word vomit.
Yeah, word vomit.
It's a thing.
There you go.
Could the mind give the vacation have helped that?
Yeah. Well, I was off for about 10 days, and I'm telling you what, it was really, I really, really needed that, because I was really, really tired emotionally, and I had a nice little high.
You know what you've been talking about tonight, I'm really getting a positive feeling that civilization, humanity, is actually making a curve to the
We have that
to the
opportunity.
Good instead of to the down. But I mean, yeah, there's going to be ups and downs. There's always, you know, birth pains are always painful, obviously. So, yeah, but.
You got someone's attention back here.
but yeah, I mean, I think from what you're saying, I think the wild card in all this is the internet, because people are getting access to information they've never had before. It's all been secret knowledge. And it's all coming out of the woodwork. All the secrets are coming out. And
it is.
Here's the infection.
The internet is, my guides call it a spiritual Ouija board. It has positive and it has negative. Mm-hmm. And it has truths and it has lies. But people are getting together with other people and they're uniting to other parts of the world. And people that didn't know how other people lived are seeing how they live, and they're wanting their freedom. They're wanting their opportunity to grow and to learn and to get information. That was the whole movement with Egypt.
Yeah, the Arab Spring.
Yeah. That was huge. That was just absolutely huge. And that's happening. And so the governments that used to be able to, you know, cut people's information off and knowledge off from the people and just, you know, run everything and make all decisions, can't do it like they did before. The people now have knowledge.
They're no longer ignorant, that's right.
They're no longer ignorant.
And I think part of it too is people are not just, they're seeing the other lands, and they're seeing what the people are like, they're seeing what the country's like, they're seeing these beautiful places to go and see, and the history and the culture, and it's people are like in awe.
And they're finding out that other people and other countries are nice.
Yes.
These people are nice people. They're yes. normal people. They don't want war.
Everyone's the same.
They don't want all this horrible. They want to be able to raise their family, pay their bills, put food on their table like everybody else. It's the governments that are doing this, not the people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Control, it's always been.
The control factor.
It's always been that way. Yeah.
The few that have the power.
I need to ask something to shift this a little bit. What's going on with Ebola? It seems to have kind of faded out, but there's still people dying.
There's still people dying, but we're not in danger. There, for a period of time, there was huge danger. And you could feel it. It was, mm-hmm. I mean, it was there. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, my guide said, it stopped. Mm-hmm. It's all ended.
Maybe you hadn't talked about it in weeks.
It is.
Did we do something right?
I think so. Something got corrected, because there was supposed to be, we were headed into a pandemic.
Right.
And then it went, nope, and reversed. as a weirdest feeling.
We've been doing a lot of good stuff lately.
It's been a lot of that stuff. Some really dangerous stuff that goes and it's going to get really, 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 really bad. And then it goes, nope, changed our mind. Done. It's wild.
Maybe we're on the right track.
We are on the right track. We just got to stay on the right track. That's
so
all.
Think, so you think we might actually see a golden age for a while coming? Of a dark
it's age. Possible.
What's the only one?
Oh, you don't know what dark age is. We have been in golden age. Dark age, no, we haven't hit dark age. Not at all, not even close.
As far as in relation to that, us going into a new era or whatever, what is the significance of the age of Aquarius?
It's a great song.
I like it.
Well, when the moon sets in the southern sky and Jupiter collides with Mars.
But is it not actually...
In peace we'll find it.
Is it not a cosmological... Is there not cosmological significance?
Is it going to bring into effect all that? No. But it makes for a great song. Mm-hmm. And a great concept and a great idea.
So what age were we in before...
Piscean.
Yeah.
And this all has to do with the position of the Earth in relation to the center of the galaxy. Is that it?
I guess so, yeah.
It goes backwards compared to what it does.
I am not into astrology. Mm-hmm. I don't do astrology. I can just tell you if it's something that's going to come into effect or not come into effect. It deals with numbers. I don't do numbers. Sorry.
There are some good astrologers out there.
There are some bad. That is a science.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Astrology is a science. Yes. The interpretation of it is a gift.
Like the tarot card.
Yeah. Okay. But that's not mine. I kind of know. Okay.
That's your area of expertise.
Areas. Mm-hmm. Got
multiple. Well, those are that's an instrument for someone else to use.
Right.
Yeah, and that's great. I applaud them. I truly do.
That's not something you need.
No.
Exactly.
I don't have any leaning towards it. So that's
yet.
But it is. I mean, it's a science. And gift. Any other? Because we're getting ready to shut her down, because everyone's going to go to sleep otherwise. Amy.
Financially, how's the euro going to do against the dollar?
I think they're going to go down.
I think they're in serious trouble.
Yeah, they are.
And Russia's in serious trouble.
The other countries are having some, they're going to have some serious problems.
They're selling dollars as fast as they can.
Yeah. We're not doing near as bad as we were going to do. We're doing much better than I think people thought we would do.
There's still some trouble ahead, I think.
We still got problems.
I think the Fed needs to go away. Central banking system needs to.
Well, there's a lot of changes that are going to come into effect.
Much power in very few hands.
That's the way they want it.
Yeah, but that's why I think the internet is waking people
help.
Up. It disperses that energy away from those individuals that have so much superpower.
But I tried to stay out of the political ring because that's not where I need to be for obvious reasons. I work, you know, with God and all that stuff. You guys deal with this. I can give you a heads up. Okay. Any last minute questions? Because we're going to do circle. Okay. Do circle.